Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Recorded 10% of the songs he wrote. She felt until people heard the voice of the man in the archive, they wouldn't really understand who Woody was. So our job was to, specifically, to bring Woody into the 21st century and to make him into a more three-dimensional character.
I mean, that sounds almost like a pop song as well, doesn't it? The way you've done it there, at least.
Well,
that,
you know, what we tried to do is in that particular song, we were trying to go for kind of Woody Guthrie, Buddy Holly vibe.
Oh, okay.
Because basically we had these songs and we were looking at them. You know, it was written in 1948, My Flying Saucer. Woody, you know, lived in Texas. Buddy Holly lived in Texas. We're trying, you know, it wasn't completely just throw whatever you like at it. But really the model we were thinking of for the recording was, the, I don't know if you're familiar with the basement tapes that Bob Dylan recorded
with
the band. Yeah. Well, a lot of the songs were traditional songs that the band played with Bob, and Bob was leading them into these traditional songs. But when you heard these songs, which were old-timey songs, you knew that the band that were playing them had heard Little Richard. When you listen to the Carter Family, you know they've never heard Little Richard. So basically, although they were playing old-timey songs, they were playing them against the backdrop of American...
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.